The Truth Turned Upside Down. Written by Penelope J. Bristol. Narrated by Kathleen Lee. Prologue. The Truth. Her bruised eyelids fluttered heavily and rapidly, but in the end, they could not find the strength to open and identify what was producing the bars of light right in front of her face. A broken body hung upside down quietly and without protest. The absence of noise, except for a faint hissing sound, created an eerie calming effect inside the crushed hull of the automobile. If she could lift her hands to her face, then maybe she could pop her eyes open and use what she saw to make a plan. She thought intently about raising her arms, but she did not feel anything happening. Her raised arms might have been waiting for the next command, but what was the following command, she wondered. She thought about him and his hands, the way they were perfect, and how they felt inside her own. Where was he right now? Maybe it was dinner time, and he was watching television mindlessly, eating and waiting for someone to say it was time to hurry up and take a bath. What would he say if he knew she was hanging upside down in their car, unable to cry out for help? She thought of them all, and of the little things that she would miss most if tonight were the last night. Do people know when they are about to die? She wondered. There was no pain to suggest she was even hurt, but the car was upside down, and she could not make her body respond to her mind. Images began to project themselves all around her. She saw herself being small at the foot of a Christmas tree, holding a doll with a painted-on face and short bouncing curls. She stood up and walked with this doll, taking it into the kitchen to get something to drink, placing it on the kitchen table. This image faded away, and in its place appeared a high school-aged version of herself, talking excitedly to someone outside a brick building she faintly remembered, autumn leaves randomly spread about on the ground. One by one, these memories toppled over each other. Her graduation day, a nurse placing a baby in her arms, a birthday party at home and one at work, all swirling in and out of consciousness. Was this her experience of dying? Her mind halted the flow of images and began to question and search for meaning in each final fleeting moment. And then the house was there in her mind, tangling up with a thousand memories that began to flood in involuntarily. She saw her bedroom, the kitchen, and watched herself opening the backsliding glass door. She was there. They were all there, sacred ghosts of the past. Her whole world for much of her life danced with her as she forced her eyes into tiny slits. As her courageous eyes strained, still wanting to see the truth, to make sense of the world as it slowly began to take shape and focus. One eye obeyed, and then the other grudgingly followed suit. Interestingly, the bars of light she thought she saw were strands of her hair hanging down, cutting the glow of the car radio, which still flashed the long names of artists and their song titles. As her mind raced about with the new information, a simple observation surfaced into awareness. How different things appear when you can finally see things as they actually are, when you can finally see the truth. Book 1. The Truth Lucy Saw. Chapter 1. Lucy, 8 years earlier. Running water from someone else's bath echoed down the dim, narrow hallway and rhythmically lulled Lucy deeper into her soft cotton blanket, and finally into a state of welcome weightlessness. Her spinning brain gradually slowed down as the day's words and happenings all gathered at a final curtain's close. Her last fading thought, as she slowly dropped an open book to the floor, was that she was absolutely and undoubtedly a bizarre kid. This last thought acted like a buoyant cloud pushing her up to the top of a jagged cliff where she dreamily surveyed the landscape of her life. Looking out across the vast expanse, she saw all the wrong things about herself from which she could not hide. When Lucy was awake, she carried this brown sack of mental rocks with her as she went, and inside her mind...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?